listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, and the conversation continues. We're talking about how we can use assisted technology to enhance the lives of people with special needs, and those needs can be either physical or cognitive or both. My guests are Gina DeFeo and Brianna Graham and Colleen Costello, all representing DDI's initiative here. You know, normally I would have started this, guys, in the first segment, but since we didn't, why don't we circle back and find out how we... Let's talk a little bit about the inception of this. Where did it all start? How did we even come to think about using assisted technology on behalf of the people we support?
Well, it started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Colleen and I have been working for quite a long time together, right, Colleen?
Yeah.
Where the initiative kind of started, and Colleen had expressed wanting more independence in her daily living skills, mm-hmm. as well as her family members. They were wonderful advocates for promoting the independence and what we could do and what steps to take.
I'm independent.
Right, to be independent.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course.
So there was many different steps. Colleen started taking the SCAT bus about 10 years.
I'm taking a SCAT bus.
Oh, no kidding. Is that in Smithtown?
To work. Yep.
Come home.
Right. So she takes the SCAT bus, which she schedules each week to and from her work from Monday through Thursday.
And Colleen, you schedule that yourself? Is that right?
Yes, she does.
Okay, good. So, and you take that bus independently.
Yeah. Right.
Very nice.
Correct. So
Very
that
nice.
Was something that we started a little over 10 years ago from her other residents. So that was continuing and doing that independently, as well as setting up kind of scenarios where, Colleen was home alone and kind of the safety factor. If a stranger knocked at the door, you know, what Colleen would do and her response. So we had a little bit of training with that, which Colleen was very successful.
That's interesting, Gina. So initially, even before we went full force with the assisted technology, we anticipated a little bit, like, I guess, with scenarios and kind of maybe a little bit of, I would call it kind of role playing.
Sure.
Like what that would be
Correct.
Like to be alone and have some stranger come at the door.
Right. And well, you know, what would Colleen's response be?
Yeah.
And we also at DDI have a home alone assessment, which we go off of, and it pretty much breaks down.
What is that? What's a home alone assessment?
It's an assessment that Colleen and the ABS...
Applied behavior specialist.
Sure. For Colleen, worked together and kind of set up different scenarios and kind of got a score on how she would respond to things, Colleen would respond to things.
Oh, I see.
And kind of, if Colleen got hurt or she had a cut, what she would do. She knew the first aid.
Right.
So kind of, what would you do if, you know, a stranger came up to you? So it kind of breaks it down throughout.
I think it sounds great, and kind of really seems like what that assessment does is just what it sounds like. It establishes what the baseline for someone is at a particular point in time, and what would have to be enhanced or put in place to make sure that person really is safe.
Right.
In an independent setting.
Right.
Got it.
When the initial home alone assessment was done, we did a travel assessment, which was really beneficial for Colleen. The apartment is in a condo complex.
Yes.
And we do have two other DDI sites there, which is very helpful and supportive.
Absolutely.
So we were doing travel training where Colleen would be able to walk to the other condos that DDI owned, as well as the clubhouse, independent. And kind of, following the rules of the road as a pedestrian. And she does really well with that. So now when in her apartment, right, Colleen, you walk independently to the clubhouse to work out. And to have some more independence within the condo community.
So you're in a condominium community. Colleen, you have a clubhouse in that community. And you're able to go to that by yourself, right? You can just, am I correct about that? Can you go to the clubhouse all by yourself?
Yeah.
Good. And you're also taking the bus by yourself.
I'm saving my change.
And you say, okay.
It was pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. Uh-huh.
And you save it all?
I have a spare money.
Right.
I just wrote down lottery ticket, Lucky 7.
Right.
I love winning money.
Well, who doesn't? I do too. I love winning money. I don't win very often, but I love winning money. Let me ask you this, Colleen. When you take the bus,
I love winning money.
Well, let's talk about the bus for just a moment. Do you have to pay with change, or do you? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dollar bills, right?
Oh, dollar bills.
I love
okay.
winning money.
And you know how much to give? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So there really is independence.
Yeah.
So how long a ride is that? Or how far to get to work, how far are we going?
How long? Colleen,
what?
How long does it take to get to work
from
your house?
Winning money.
Colleen, how long does it take to get to work from your house when you take the Sky Bus?
How long?
Yeah, how long?
Yeah,
how long does it take you?
How long?
Like 25 minutes?
Is it 25 minutes or is it
45 minutes?
Oh,
45. Okay. 45. Oh, 45. So really more than a half hour. So it's a ride.
Yeah.
And you do.
I went on a treadmill, elliptical trainer, bicycle machine. What?
Do they have that at the clubhouse?
30, 45 minutes.
Good.
An hour. Feel strongest.
I bet.
And she also has a personal trainer, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
great. I feel strongest.
Yeah, well, sure, because you're working out and you're taking care of yourself. And I think just that ability to be able to live in your condo, live in your apartment, and then go to the clubhouse and access all that gym stuff adds to that feeling of like being in control of your own life. You know, it's funny. And maybe you'll agree with me on this, Brianna, too. Like, we talk about independence sometimes philosophically, and we all kind of recognize on some level, of course, that's important. We all want that. But I don't know that if we all understand how hardwired we are to want that, like that feeling of wanting to have control over our lives. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Like, good things over which you don't have control don't feel as good.
Right.
You just have to have control over your life. And that's what I think I'm finding exciting about this particular initiative. But also, to live independently in your own space, you have to feel secure. Mm-hmm. First, Colleen has to feel secure.
Absolutely.
And then all the people who are responsible to support and make sure everything really is okay, they also have to feel secure. And are you finding that? Do you find I guess what I'm asking here is like sometimes in order to do something, this was part of that conversation, Jean Ann, you remember, dignity of risk?
Yes.
Like sometimes it can be a little scary letting the rails go or the reins go is what I wanted to say, right? Yeah. It can be a little scary. Did you guys find that a little bit? A little scary, or you on board from the very beginning?
For Colleen?
Let's start there.
Yeah.
Sure. Not really, because I have faith in Colleen, so...
So that tells me, though, Brianna, you tell me, right? Colleen had already demonstrated to you that she was a good candidate.
While she was living at Bromley, she was, already demonstrating some sort of independence.
Right.
So it was more like a transition.
Yeah. Okay.
Into more of like a complete independence.
Sure.
So, I didn't really. I didn't display that, she was like unsure and unready, to be completely independent. So, she's doing pretty well. I taught her how to make a green juice.
Oh, really?
Green smoothies.
Cool.
So I demonstrated maybe a couple of times, and she, she picked up on it very quickly after that. So, she's also, trying to become more independent with, eating healthy and stuff like that, making healthy choices.
Nice.
I'm completely confident in Colleen.
That kind of fits neatly with this idea of going to the gym and accessing the clubhouse and, again, feeling some sense of real freedom in your home. I should ask you, Colleen, when you do the green smoothie, I'm assuming that's maybe veggies?
It's our favorite color.
Favorite color.
Oh, it's your favorite color. Colleen, green is your favorite color? Is it? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And you're able to make that drink, smoothie in your home?
Yeah, I'm eating it. Healthy food.
Good, good.
I'm eating a healthy food. I'm drinking a lot of water.
That's always good.
I drink the whole bottle of water, every bottle.
So you're going to the gym, you're making green smoothies, you're drinking water, and you're like setting an example for all of us who could really be a little ashamed in this in this moment. You know, there's no question about it. Well, you know, I think to be honest with you guys, there's a lot more here to kind of dive into. So I'm going to ask each of you to come back. Okay, we're going to continue our conversation next week. The subject is, of course, assistive technology and how that's used to enhance the lives of people with special needs, whether cognitive or physical. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. You're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM. My guests are Jeanne DeFeo, Brianna Graham, and Colleen Costello. And like I said, ladies, thank you so much for making this time. We'll come back next week and we'll pick up right where we left off and just dive a little bit deeper.
Thank you.
Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.